First of all, Ken, just tell us a wee bit about, so you're planning this 750-mile tandem journey around all of the UK and a bit of Ireland as well. Tell me the thinking behind what inspired you to do this.
Well, I was sitting in the gym on the exercise bike sometime back in 2015, thinking it's about time I did something significant in a fundraising sense. I've done a number of things in the past, and it was getting around time to do another one. And this year, 2016, is the 30th anniversary of me being diagnosed with long-term sight loss. I wasn't blind at the time. I didn't go blind straight away, but I was told I had this degenerative condition, retinitis pigmentosa, and I would be going blind. So I thought 2016 sounds like a good year to do something. And I don't know, something just popped into my head that said, why not go around the major cities, the major capital cities of the UK? And in order to do that, the most obvious route takes you through Dublin. So I get the major capital cities of the British Isles as a wee bonus. And so that was kind of how the plan began.
Excellent. Well, I mean, and tell us a wee bit as well, Ken, about your condition, because the idea of degeneratively becoming blind is something that I guess many people will find very difficult to get their heads around.
Yeah, it's quite a common condition, retinitis pigmentosa. It's about the fifth most common cause of sight loss within the UK. And most of the other conditions are also degenerative, so it's something you just lose your sight slowly, you begin to notice things are getting a bit harder. And that can be quite tough, because you don't just adapt to being blind, you have to adapt to each change that comes along. So when I was diagnosed 30 years ago, I was riding a solo bike regularly, I was reading standard print books. And at some stage along that process, I had to give up my solo bike. That was kind of the first thing that went was driving. I had to stop driving. Then a little bit later, I had to stop riding my solo, and I got a tandem and had to learn to adapt to that. A little bit later, I had to stop reading standard print, and I tried large print. So that didn't last terribly long. And then I discovered audiobooks. So that was, those are two things, the cycling and the reading are two things that have always been quite important to me. I've done a lot of them. So actually tying the two things together as part of this bike ride was really quite a good way of linking a lot of things that have been important. But degenerative sight loss does mean there's constant change, constant adaptations, constantly having to look at different ways of doing things. So in IT, for example, I started off by using a standard PC. I have to say, 30 years ago, standard PCs weren't what they are nowadays. and then I had to change the way the screen looked. You played around with that and made it different colours. Then I had to get magnification software, and now I have speech software. So I've had to learn to use all of these different things at different times. So it's constant change, and that's one of the challenges of being degenerative.
Yeah, and it must be a tremendous thrill to be able to do something like this, this bike ride, as you say, having it with cycling having been such an important part of your life beforehand too.
It's great. It's really exciting. I'm so looking forward to doing it. It is a big challenge. It'll be 750 miles by the route that I'm taking. As many people have pointed out when I've described it to them, they said, that's not the shortest distance between Edinburgh and London. And going blind isn't easy. So why should I make my journey to London easy? I want to try and illustrate some of what people have had to experience by what I'm doing. So it gives me, it gives that opportunity to get that message across. It gives me an opportunity to go through a number of major places where RNIB have facilities and talk about the services RNIB have provided, and get a chance to have chat with folks like yourselves.
Absolutely. And tell us a wee bit about the support that you've received for the fundraiser so far, including from Cycle Loss Scotland.
I presented this idea to RNIB earlier in the year, and they said, yeah, that's great. And then they started to talk to other groups that they knew that were involved in cycling. And one of the groups that came forward is a company called Cycle Law Scotland, based in Peebles. And they represent cyclists when there's been particularly been road accidents, and the cyclist tends to come off worse in those conditions. So they need a lot of support and assistance getting through the whole legal ramification of trying to get compensation for their injuries. So fortunately, I haven't had to need their services in that respect, but I really support what they're doing. And and they see what I'm doing as being quite important as well, and I've agreed to back the Scottish leg of my challenge. So I'm really grateful to the guys at Cycle Law Scotland for what they've done there. It's a great assistance to me.
Excellent. And well, just lastly, Ken, are you daunted by the challenge? How's the training going? It's an honour to go now.
The training's going well. I've been out my tandem quite regularly for the last couple of months. Distances are building up, the frequency is building up. I'm not too worried about the actual distance. What's worrying me is sitting on the bike for 14 days. And I am aiming to get some really, really good cycling shorts to protect me in that respect. So back-to-back days is quite a challenge. And I'm really looking forward to meeting all the different people I'm going to be with all the way around, because there's going to be 11 different pilots over the 14 days. So that's quite exciting. And all of them are keen cyclists. Most of them have ridden tandems before, but only the guy who's going to be starting in Edinburgh has actually been on my tandem with me before. And so we're going to roll up in the morning and introduce ourselves, and then they're going to pop on the front of my bike. And that's illustrating another aspect of sight loss. We have to put our trust into people, in people we meet a lot. Just to get across the road or to get your mail read and things, you have to trust people. You have to always be putting trust in people. So I'm going to be putting my trust in these 11 guys to keep me safe over the 14 days of my cycling challenge.